ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the Scare Blast podcast. And now here's your host, Lisa Burton.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. I am your Scare Blast podcast host, Lisa Burton, and we are joined today by famed Pop Fury podcast host, Mr. Sammy Tamimi.
Hello!
Hooray! We watched the movie Teeth. This was a movie that Sammy chose. I want to make that very clear up top. Sammy really wanted to do this movie.
And Lisa enthusiastically agreed.
I sure did.
She's like, yes! I want to see this movie!
Throw out the lifeline!
Do you watch scary movies often?
Yes, I used to watch scary movies as a kid a ton. And my tastes have changed over time. When I was a kid, I was really more into the gory movies because I grew up during the 80s, early 90s.
Oh.
I'm still growing up. But it was like I watched Faces of Death. I would watch the 70s exploitation films.
Yeah.
Of course, I grew up with, you know, Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street. But as I got older and more of a film snob, I enjoyed the suspense horror films a little bit more. And then lately, I've seen when the turn of the century became more about torture porn, and that totally turned me off. I hate the torture porn movies.
Yeah, me too.
So when I saw this, I'm like, oh, it's a horror film. Also, it's from a feminist perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really looking forward to that. Like, The Scent, I was also thinking about watching.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, all right, let's see what they do with this. Can they do this in a smart, fun way?
Sammy.
Yes.
Synopsize this movie for us, please.
Excellent.
Take us through.
Excellent. It is a nuclear family, a mixed nuclear family, who literally lives by a nuclear power plant.
Can you explain mixed nuclear family for us?
They are two different families joining together. The father has a son. The mother has a daughter. They are marrying and joining their families together.
Tiny Brady Bunch.
And I have to explain this opening scene before we proceed forward. The opening scene is they're sitting out on the lawn having this lovely moment. The stepson is obviously some creepy little kid. He's sitting in the little pool with his sister, and they're playing doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And then mysteriously, his finger gets bitten somehow. We don't see how.
Mm-hmm.
But as the audience, we know she has teeth in her vagina. Hey-o. So it's like, great, first scene.
Yeah.
Incest. And molestation.
Also, yeah.
So we grow up, we find out that she has body issues, possibly from this.
Mm-hmm.
She is the leader or a bison to the whole chastity thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right word? Chastity?
Yeah, chastity.
Mm-hmm. I almost said charity. She meets a boy. Then she realizes, oh my God, I have feelings for him.
Mm-hmm.
And as the movie goes on, it's just a litany and series of her being abused by men. And along the way, she discovers the power and the horror of her vagina with teeth. And she starts taking almost justice on men.
Yeah.
But along the way, man, there is a lot of horrible men in her life. So she goes to high school, and then she meets the new guy, who also happens to be an abstinence-only guy.
Yeah.
Toby,
this is not what you expect to happen, but this is what happens, is he assaults her. They are starting to get physical, and they're starting to kiss or whatever, and then she pushes him away because she wants to remain abstinent, and then he keeps pushing her to have sex, and he says the words, come on. I haven't even masturbated since Easter.
Haven't we all?
Sammy, oh my gosh. And then...
you'll still be pure in his eyes. That's the other weird thing he says.
I know, you'll still be pure in God's eyes. And then, it was so horrifying. It was so horrifying, because it's a sexual assault, so... He keeps pushing her. He rips her pants off. He hits her head on the ground. And he doesn't mean to. He doesn't mean to hit her head on the ground, but he does, which makes it more violent than he intended. But he rolls with it, which makes him an even worse character in this. So he just kind of rolls with this rape he's about to do. He puts it inside her, and immediately her vagina clamps down, bites his penis off. He stands up with blood gushing from exactly where you would expect.
A full bush with a bloody hole in it.
Yep. And then he falls backwards back into the water hole of the cave.
Now, I just like to give props to the props person.
Yeah.
For the bloody stump penis that flops onto the cave floor. I'm like, well, they went there.
Drifting
as a woman and anybody. It is, there are, those scenes are hard to watch at times. And they are also very satisfying when that man gets his fingers fucking cut off by her vagina. And they get their dicks cut off. Like, that shit is satisfying. Let's talk about her doing her research about legends. Oh. Because she does some research about the legendary, like the Gorgons, and she does research about vagina dentata, and she does research about the background and histories of that, because multiple cultures, it's cross-cultural that a woman in a culture would have teeth in her vagina, and then in this movie, they talk about that woman needing a champion to overcome the teeth to calm this woman. So almost a taming of the shrew is kind of what I viewed that as.
Yeah, it's keeping that whole misogynist, like, you need a man to rescue you.
Yes.
From yourself.
Right.
And which, your wicked pussy.
Again, I have very mixed feelings about this film because of that aspect of this movie.
Well, I think it was that was put out there to kind of mislead you that, oh, this will be okay. Oh, it's just more PR bullshit by men.
Yeah. I mean... Right, yeah. I just, like, again, I think because of all that, I still have, because by the end of it, they still make her seem like kind of a monster, and she can, I mean, that's fine. They can make her look like a monster, but all of these men were also monsters. Like, everybody's a monster. It was hard for me to kind of gauge who was the good or the bad guy in this. And really, it was just hard to watch because I felt like she was just constantly a victim.
So this film does present quite the issues. Like, oh, these are themes I like, I enjoy. The execution or the whole story, maybe I don't like.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting place to be, especially when they're going for, like, it is a message movie.
Yeah, but what's the message?
There is power in your pussy?
Is that what it is? Is that the message?
I was reaching.
Okay, great. Yeah, see, I don't know. There's power in your pussy or female sexuality. Because to me, it's by the end of it, I mean, you could go in the direction of, like, there's a reason that female sexuality is hidden.
Oh, that's good. I'll use that.
Like, I don't know. I thought they made it still, by the end of it, they made female sexuality seem dangerous in a way that is anti-feminist. And I didn't appreciate that portion of it. I did appreciate Dawn's journey. I liked that journey. But by the end, I think I still was like, oh, I like where we're going here. But, like, come on, dudes. Like, there's got to be a better way to come across a little more feminist. She's just been sexually assaulted twice. Her mom
in a span of like 24 hours.
Yep. Her mom is sick. In a span of 24 hours, an abstinence-only Christian girl has been sexually assaulted twice. She has just learned everything about her body, and she finds out that her vagina's got teeth. Like, that is, everything about that is pretty fucked. So the only person who she feels like she can turn to is this guy who reached out to her and asked her on a date. As, like, kind of meekly. So she was like, I guess I'll call this guy Ryan and go to his house. So she goes to his house, and he's like, here, I've got, like, a horse pill for you. Why don't you take this and calm down? And immediately, as the audience, you're watching it, and, like, immediately, as a woman anyway, all my red flags went up, and I was like, this guy's gonna fucking sexually assault her too, and he gonna get his dick ripped off. Like, I don't know, how did you feel about that scene?
Oh, boy. So many issues. My first thing is, I get why the mechanics of the scene are there.
Uh-huh.
It serves two purposes. First one is that she has control over it, of her teeth.
Uh-huh.
And the second reason is to start showing her taking agency in her life.
Right.
So they have sex. She is, quote-unquote, willing.
Yeah.
And nothing bad happens. And then she's like, oh, I like sex.
Yeah.
And so the next day they're boning again, and he answers the phone to talk while they're boning. She realizes that she's been used, and she gets a great look on her face. Like,
yes.
This asshole rips his dick off.
Yes. 'Cause, and that's the moment we know she can control it. which I thought was a cool moment, well directed, like a good moment for that time in the movie too. I also felt like, especially because of that moment, we as the audience were learning about her body while she was. So it's like she now figures out, and as we all do, that she can control it. She decides this guy's an asshole and she cuts his dick off. And you kind of learn what quote unquote championing her is. It is to like actually be a man and be nice. Like, and to have consensual sex with her is how you tame the shrew. It's how you like defeat the Gorgon. It's how you get into that pussy. It's how you get up in that pussy. Someone is. Here's a trivia question. Are you ready? Dawn has teeth in her vagina.
True.
What animal or animals were the teeth compared to?
A shark or a moray eel?
Yep, and there's one more that they said. Do you remember?
Oh.
You're right.
Obviously, an eagle?
No. It was a lamprey.
Ah!
And those are very specific because a lamprey has curved, inward curving teeth. So they have these very long teeth that are able to sort of saw into the side of a shark and latch on as a sucker. Like, so that's what lampreys have.
Metaphor about men being a drain on women. The penis-shaped lamprey.
Now you're just reading, like, really far into this. But yes, or a woman just being like draining everything out of a man, right? Like, because of lamprey. Anyway, so she has these lamprey-like teeth in her vagina, which is a horrifying image. And also, as a woman, I'm like, ugh. Like, if I had, ugh, like, that would be terrible and terrifying.
You'd have to go to the dentist twice as much.
Oh my God.
Oh boy, can you imagine getting braces?
Oh no.
Oh, guys.
I have so many cavities.
Again, speaking of horrifying images, yet another penis plopped onto the bed sheets.
Yes, a different penis, which, again...
Oh, it'd be horrible if she just had the same penis. Let me take that and just throw it on your bed.
But I mean, like, they... Again, props to the props people. I thought it was really fun how they, like... That had to have been fun for the props people to be like, okay, well, Actor A, could you tell us, like, kind of what your dick looks like hard, or, like, could we compare it here? Right? I mean, didn't they do that?
I don't think they did that. A key moment from, just a moment from that whole date rape sequence is, like, you know, the next morning before sex, she's looking at herself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And it's like, certainly you start getting the sense that she's taking ownership of her own body and sensuality before... The decapitation of the penis. The literal emasculation of a man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I thought... I loved that journey. Again, like, I really liked the journey of watching her take ownership of her body. There's a weird thing I feel like... And I'm sure men go through this. You know, when you go through puberty...
I'm waiting. Fingers crossed.
Good luck, Sammy. I really wish you luck with that. You know... There are points in your development, and especially for a girl, I think, because you end up getting a period, and you're like, why is this happening to me? When you're like, am I bleeding too much? Am I bleeding not enough? What's going on? Why did it only last 2 days? Why did it last 8 days? Why, like, what's going on with my body?
And those are all my trivia questions.
Yeah, guys, let me tell you all about having a period. There are points, I think, as a woman discovering your body and owning it. And I think too, you know, I was just listening to Savage Love Cast, which Dan Savage is an incredible advice giver as far as sex and love and relationships go. But he spoke the other day about rape fantasies. So many women have rape fantasies. And part of the reason for that is a societal reason, because women's sexuality is tamped down, certainly. It's definitely hidden. It's, you know, it's getting there with shows like Sex and the City. That was a major, like, women are sexual too, and they can have sex for fun. Like, But it's still a big deal. And many of the women that I know have or have had rape fantasies. And it is a, it's that thing that as a young girl, you're like, well, sex is not okay. But if it's forced on me and I kind of enjoy it while it's forced on me, then that's okay. And so, so I think it's kind of cool in this movie that they break out of that, where it's like, there's this, these sexual assaults that happen and this woman that comes in from the other side of it and is like, nope, not okay. And then decides that she takes ownership of her own sexuality, her own body.
And justice will be dispensed.
There is a
Here's a tradition. She, Dawn, ends up late to class at one point, at near the beginning, because there was quite a bit in this movie, too, about mutation.
Including the opening sequence.
Including the opening sequence. So, near the opening sequence, she rushes into class late in biology. Do you remember what, and this is my trivia question, this is one of a couple, are you ready? Do you remember what they were talking about in class that Dawn missed?
It was about something being something becoming bigger over time, mm-hmm. and the teacher was like, oh, well, maybe you did have a helpful mutation of time, and it just was spontaneously bigger. And I don't know why, because we've been talking about it. I want to say boobs, but it was not boobs.
It wasn't. It was, are you ready?
Ears.
Ears is a good guess. It's not that. It's about animals.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was about tails. Cause I...
Yes. What kind of tails?
No, was it?
Yeah, what kind of tails?
Oh, shit. I don't know. It was a guess.
It was rattlesnake tails.
Ah!
Yeah, they were talking about the rattle on rattlesnakes.
Hmm, how... Another phallic thing. you think I'm reaching? There's a lot of phallic. They could have chosen an animal. They could have chosen anything. It was a rattlesnake with a big ass tail.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they talk about that as a mutation, because rattlesnakes then, you know, a rattlesnake or a snake with a rattle on the end of it was not stepped on as often as the other snakes, which died ultimately. And so they evolved this rattle. That was that.
Remember, ladies, it's not the size you rattle, it's who you tattle. That may not be it.
All right. What? Oh, I don't remember the answer to this trivia, but are you ready? What is the name of the abstinence group that Dawn advocates for?
It has a circle symbol. It's clearly a vagina.
Yeah.
In the second sequence, it turns into a cult.
Yeah.
I'm just stalling for time while I think about it. Is it Hope? And the O is a penis with a vagina?
It's not. I think it's called something like pretty obvious, where it's like no sex or so. It's
no,
like,
ma'am.
Yeah, it's called something, and I don't remember the answer, and I don't know why I didn't fucking write it down.
Because you're like, oh, that's so obvious.
Yeah, it was. It was really obvious. And
guys,
like,
there's not too much subtext in this movie.
I'm a terrible.
Not too much subtext, but that's what kind of the charm of it too. It's in a weird way a charming movie that you're like, it's gonna make me laugh. It's gonna make me uncomfortable. I could do without all the sexual assault, but that's part and parcel of this movie, so that's, I get it. If you can't take it out, man, I'm having a lot of feelings about this, because I said it's kind of a light, fun movie, but also there's like four sexual assaults in it, two of them pretty graphic.
Yeah.
Guys, you have to make your own decision on this movie.
You do, yeah, you do. One last trivia question. So in Shintoism, there is a story about a woman who has vagina dentata. She's got these teeth in her vagina, and they can only be, it can only be solved, really, by this champion coming, and this champion forces sex on her with an iron phallus, and she enjoys it. And so in Japan, there is this iron phallus that is rumored to be the legendary phallus of this famed woman.
And here I am, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sammy Tamimi. And so my question for you, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Prostitutes in Japan now pray to this phallus for a reason. They pray to it for a reason. What reason might prostitutes pray to a phallus that championed vagina dentata?
It is so that they will get rid of the demon inside their vagina and they will settle down with a good man.
That is a great guess. That's a great guess. It's not. It's so that they don't get STDs.
Oh!
It's rumored so that, like, if they pray to this iron phallus, they won't get STDs.
My terminology had it as a steel dildo.
Uh-huh.
And the legend is commemorated with the Kanemura Matsuri Festival, which is the festival of the steel penis.
Yeah.
Where people eat loads of phallic pastries. Yes!
When is it? Does it say when it is?
Every day you can eat a phallus. Every day.
Every day. I want to eat a phallic cookie every day.
Here's my trivia.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
A little boy and a little girl are playing doctor behind a barn.
Yeah.
The little boy's mom comes around the corner and catches them.
Is this a joke?
Yes.
Is this a parallel to you, idiot? You fucking idiot?
She grabs her son by the arm and drags him back, spanking him the whole way. When they get back to the house, she sits him down and says, "Don't be messing with those little girls' vaginas. They got teeth down there, and they'll bite off anything that gets near it." So the little boy's terrified. He goes, okay. So the little boy grows up thinking this. He stays a virgin in high school, stays a virgin in college, stays a virgin until his wedding night, Lisa.
Wow.
Wow. He is now a man.
He sounds like Don's dream man.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
He is now married. It's this wedding night. He's in bed with his bride. He looks deep into her eyes, leans in, and turns off the light to go to sleep. His wife says, "Aren't we going to have sex?" He says, "No, my mom told me about what you got down there." She says, "No, I don't. If you don't believe me, turn on the light and look." So he turns on the light, and she shows him. She says, "Well, my trivia question to you is, what did he say to her?"
He says, "Wow, those teeth are pretty well hidden."
He says, "No wonder you ain't got no teeth. Look at the shape your gums are in."
No. I'm so sorry to everyone. Oh my god. That is a great way to start closing this out. Sammy, how many teeth, if you were rating this by teeth, 10 teeth being great, no vaginal teeth being not so great, how many teeth do you give this movie? And would you recommend it as a horror movie to someone else?
I would give it a situational 7 or 9 teeth, depending on the person. For most people, 7 teeth.
Yeah.
For specific people, I know this is in the wheelhouse, that gets 9 teeth.
Yeah, that's great.
A good solid chunk.
For some people, it really is specific to some people, I do think.
Would I recommend it as a horror film?
Mm-hmm.
No, because it wasn't that scary.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, because it is billed as horror.
Which also, it's interesting as a man to hear you say that. Because I thought about that. I was like, maybe for men, would this be scarier? Maybe?
Well, if her pussy jumped out of the dark and bit him. he's walking around, suddenly his pants fell down and a pussy jumped on it. I'd be terrified.
To some men, that might... I mean, maybe that's what... They might interpret that as...
It's a scary thought, but it wasn't like, I'm hiding underneath my blankets, horrified about what might happen, because I know what's coming.
Yeah.
So it's not a horror film for me. It is a scary film, but it's not a horror film.
Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah, I think I would have given it... I think, like, as a horror film, I give it, like, three teeth as a...
A nibble.
As a...
Playful nip.
As yikes. As like a fun conversation piece and a modern horror movie, one that again is ushering in this era of average everyday horrors, I would say.
Lisa thinks it's a visual think piece.
I do think it's a visual think piece. I give it 7 to 8 nibbles, chomps.
You give it like one solid severed penis.
I give it like three quarters of a severed penis. On that note, guys, thanks so much, Sammy, for taking the time to watch that movie and come talk to me about it. And I hope you had fun.
Absolutely, that was great. I'm scarred for life.
Well, you chose the movie. I just want to remind you.
Do you have a copy of that book they were looking at in the movie?
Oh, with the vaginas in it?
Yes. Can I borrow it?
Yeah, absolutely. Good. Sammy, I'll label everything for you on that. Okay, cool. Sammy, do you have anything online? Can we find you anywhere?
Absolutely. You can listen to the Pop Fury Podcast at popfurypodcast.com. You can also find us on Twitter at Pop Fury Podcast. Hey, guess what? On Facebook, we're Pop Fury Podcast. I occasionally perform with Bella at the Playground on Mondays at 8 p.m. Please check that out. And I'm around town at shows. Come up and talk to me. I love it. Don't talk to me about penis biting. I might not be into it.
Thanks so much, Sammy, for coming out.
Thank you, Lisa. Vagina dentata. Vagina dentata. The legends are true. Vagina dentata.